And we're back here, hour number two, Tuesday, March the 10th, 2020. 3-10-2020. 13 minutes past the hour, and what an interesting first hour it was, to be sure. And what an interesting hour we're going to have this hour here on the Now program. Now, as I told you before, and you never know what's going to happen in the next hour, there is somebody who is a regular visitor to this program, that I like a whole lot. I don't want to give it away, so I don't want to say the name, but they are now campaigning to be on Dancing with the Stars, and I don't even know if I want to say they are campaigning. Other people are campaigning for them to be on Dancing with the Stars, and to be honest with you, I think this would be a very interesting thing from my perspective if this person was on Dancing with the Stars. So that person may or may not be calling in the next 40 minutes. I guess we'll just have to wait and see how that goes. But we hope they do. We hope we hear from them, and we hope the whole Dancing with the Stars thing works out. Now, see, the phone's ringing, so this could be that person. You know what? Oh, I know what this is. Okay, we need to go to this call here on WWGH Radio. Good morning.
Good morning, Scott. This is Pastor Steve. How are you?
I'm doing well. We're joined by Pastor Steve Whitaker, host of the Pastor's Spot here on WWGH Radio, which will air live here tonight, 5:10 to 6 p.m. with Terry Tackett. Pastor, how are things?
I'm wet. How are you? We got a wet one this morning. Hey, tonight on the show, I just want to tell everybody, I'm going to be talking about fear and God's remedy for fear, and I think that it would be a good show that if anyone's struggling with any kind of fear, whether it's personal, health, the economy, all the things that people worry about, we're going to address fear tonight. So I really would like you to tune in and listen and see what the Bible has to say about fear.
You know, Pastor, I caught your show last week, and it was very interesting because you talked about you recently had an accident within the last couple months, a very serious accident, and the depression issues that came after that. I thought last week was a very interesting show.
Well, thank you. It was, and I'll tell you, you get a lot of anytime I think you go through a hard trauma like that, when the head's involved, I think too could be part of it, but and especially my head. But I think that there's a little post-traumatic stuff that goes on, and actually, it didn't affect me till a couple weeks afterwards. And it was I prayed and I held on to the truths I know, and I worked through it. And it was I feel probably today, I'm talking about in the last week or two, three, I have more energy and a better positive outlook than I have in a long time.
And I think tonight's episode on fear, there's not a person who I know of, especially today, interestingly enough, with yesterday our governor declaring a state of emergency here in Ohio because of the three cases of the coronavirus. A lot of people are stacked with fear right now, so this is a very timely episode tonight.
Yeah, I think it is, and of course that will play into it too, probably in our discussion, because how could it not come up, right? I heard today that LSU was going to be having their students, of course they're on spring break now, but they were going to allow their students to do their work online from home, even after spring break temporarily, until they get a handle on that. But you know, there's a lot of, and we have to remember, anytime there's healthy fear, there is healthy fear. There's realistic fear, and then there's fear that captivates us, that keeps us from functioning.
That's
it. We'll kind of look at some of those things. But, hey, I got to run. It's great talking to you. I look forward to tonight. And everybody listen.
Hey, thank you, Pastor.
Hey, you have a good day, Scott.
Bye-bye. Pastor Steve Whitaker, host of The Pastor Spot here on WWGH Radio. Don't miss that live episode tonight, 5:10 to 6 p.m. right here on WWGH Radio. Now, if you can't catch it tonight, The Pastor Spot does repeat on Wednesdays, 3:10 to 4 p.m. and Sunday mornings from 8:10 until 9 p.m. The Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker and Terry Tackett right here on WWGH Radio. Also, don't forget, today here on WWGH Radio, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:10 to 3 p.m., and Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., precedes the Pastor Spot. All right. We thank Pastor Steve Whitaker for calling in and giving us an update on tonight's show. I think we're going to do that every Tuesday. So you'll know what's coming up later on in the day here on WWGH Radio. All right, we've got Bettman and Halpin tickets to give away. We're hoping that our person... You know, it's so hard to introduce a mystery guest, especially if you don't know if the mystery guest will be calling in or not, to talk about their Dancing with the Stars possible appearance. You know, it'll be interesting. We'll just wait for that and see what happens. Okay, now, does anybody want to comment on anything that we have talked about in our number one, 740-383-9944? 740-383-9944. Give me a call. Do you have anything you want to say about the state of emergency in Ohio or the coronavirus or how it's being handled in all of the media or anything else on your mind that you would like to talk about? We would be glad to hear from you. 740-383-9944. Now, I told you before I went to break, I was going to try to figure out exactly what dancing that Abby and Michelle do. And let me tell you, apparently that was just a big nothing. Because I ask them what kind of dancing they do, and apparently they have no answer. So I'm not sure. I'm looking in this conversation that they were having, but they did not tell me what kind of dancing they do. So I don't know. I don't know if they're ballroom people. I don't know if they are, what would they be, ballroom, hip-hop? I don't know what kind of dancing they do. Now, see, Sean was talking earlier on about having a fear of not asking questions. Now, see, I don't have a fear of asking anybody any questions. But dancing, oh, man. Now, I have danced with Martha Douse, with the Queen of Dance in Marion. I have ballroom danced with her, so I'm okay with that. And I'm okay with certain kinds of dancing. But you know, like when everybody gets up and dances and they do all these things and blah, 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 blah. Now see, that, I don't know. That is not me. I don't know if most guys do that type of dancing. I don't know. Is that more of a female thing? I really don't know. But I know it's not something I do. There's where my fear lies. That kind of dancing. So, there you go. There's a fear. 740-383-9944 if you have anything to say. We have these Bettman and Halpin tickets. Great show going on Thursday night, five nights on campus here. March the 12th, 7:30 p.m. Charlie will probably be giving away a set of these tomorrow morning because the show is Thursday. And again, the Marion Community Credit Union gave us these tickets, so we appreciate the Marion Community Credit Union for doing that for us. So, how are we going to give away a pair of these tickets? And this is, I'm telling you, this Bettman and Halpin were here 5 years ago, and they were on this show, and they performed live. They did a show called Fiddler's Bend. Great group. Enjoyed them quite a bit. So, based on that, how are we going to do any kind of things this morning, giveaways. Now, see, I'm being asked what kind of dancing I'm scared of. I don't know that I'm scared of any kind of dancing. And there's never been any call for me to do any kind of dancing outside of, like, square dancing. Not square dancing. What am I talking about? Square dancing. Out of ballroom dancing, like I did with Martha Dowse one time. Or like the dancing you do at a wedding reception with people. You know, that's about it in the dancing department with me. I've never headed down to Columbus and danced in any of the clubs or bars down there. That's a place where you would not have seen me. So there you go. That dancing that those people are doing. But like I say, I think that's probably more of a female thing, to be honest with you, I would imagine. Do want to let everybody know, I think I told you this yesterday, that tomorrow we'll have a special guest co-host for this program tomorrow morning. So tell your friends and tell your neighbors that tomorrow morning, for the duration of this program, 8:10 until 10 a.m., I will be joined by a man who was on the radio here in Marion for 40 years and keeps on coming back, which we are very happy about. Tomorrow, for 2 hours, Jeff Ruth will be with us here on this program, 8:10 until 10 a.m., talking about a little bit of everything. You know, he had pneumonia this year. We'll have to talk to him about coronavirus and all those sort of things. And also, maybe we'll give away some Bettman and Halpin tickets while Jeff is here tomorrow. That'd be a lot of fun. What kind of here's the thing. I'll help you. You help me program the show here. Last time Jeff was on the show, we did movie trivia, and we had a lot of fun with that. So tomorrow, when Jeff is here, what kind of trivia should we do to give away these Bettman and Halpin tickets? Does anybody have any ideas? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a call. What type of trivia should we do tomorrow on this program when Jeff Ruth is with us for the two-hour duration to give away the Bettman and Halpin tickets? Does anybody have any opinion on that particular subject? And Charlie will be here tomorrow. So I'm sure Charlie will have a lot to say about what's going on with this coronavirus and so on and so forth, because, you know, Charlie doesn't like things like heat index or wind chill or any of that. But we will probably give Charlie a pair of these tickets to give away tomorrow as well to the Bettman and Halpin show at Five Nights on Campus. So, you know, we've got a few pairs of these, which are nice. Let's go to the phones. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think tomorrow with Jeff Rue, with what he likes, it should be sports trivia.
You know, there's only one thing Jeff likes more than sports.
Food.
Food, you got it. He likes a buffet, a free buffet.
Oh, yeah. Don't we all? But you're right, sports and food.
Sports and food. So I think tomorrow we might do a combination of sports and food, and we'll do like we did last time. Everybody who answers a question right, we'll put them in a bucket. And then at the end of the show, we'll draw the winners for the Bettman and Halpin show.
Yeah, that sounds wonderful. You know, over the years listening to him, I mean, that's kind of crazy how, like I said, sports, food, I mean, just how you, all them years, you know, you're learning.
Well, I tell you, you got the two legendary broadcasters tomorrow. You got Jeff from 8 to 10, and then you got Charlie from 10 to noon.
You can't ask for anything better, Scott. That's the truth.
That's the truth. Hey, thank you.
Have a good day.
You too. Bye-bye. That's right. Tomorrow morning, Jeff Ruth co-hosting the show, 8 to 10 a.m., and maybe we will do sports trivia. I don't know if we've ever done sports trivia on this show. They do that in a lot of bars. Maybe we'll do that here tomorrow morning. If I can dig up enough sports trivia questions that I think are ungoogleable. We had a lot of time. Pop trivia, I'm getting a suggestion here for current pop trivia. Now, see, I don't know. What is current pop trivia? Like, what would be a current pop trivia question? I don't know. That's like, what is Taylor Swift singing these days, or things of that? I don't know. What's the virus that's scaring people half to death? You know, if we get our Dancing with the Stars person on today, we could talk about that. You know, how many pairs of these tickets do I have? I have 1, 2, 3, 4. I have 4 pairs of these tickets to Bettman and Halpin provided by the Community Credit Union for Thursday night. Now, tomorrow is Wednesday. Now, we're going to give a pair away during this show tomorrow when Jeff's on from 8 to 10. And then we're going to give a pair away tomorrow during Charlie's show from 10 to 12. So that'll be 2 pair. That'll leave us 2 pair. We still have Thursday morning. Maybe I will, because Charlie will probably give another pair away on Thursday. So you know what? I am going to hold off today on giving a pair of these tickets away, since we're already moving through the program. So I will save these tickets for tomorrow. But remember, Bettman and Halpin tickets tomorrow giveaway here on WWGH Radio. 8 to 10 tomorrow with myself and Jeff Ruth, and from 10 to 12 with Charlie Evers tomorrow, provided by the Community Credit Union. Bettman and Halpin here in Marion on Thursday night at OSUM. And like I say, they are a really great group. I enjoyed them quite a bit. Now, we do have some giveaways, just in case you want something for free here. We have Panda Express and Smoothie King and all kinds of interesting stuff here. So maybe we'll do some kind of giveaway this morning here. We do have some of these presidential trivia questions that we never did get answered last week. So let me see what we have left in the presidential trivia category at this point. I think we went through all our movie trivia last week, but not through all of the presidential trivia. We were doing pretty well, but we didn't get through all of it. By the way, did anybody ever come up with any good recipes for marshmallow salad? I know some people talked about it, but I don't know if we ever got some really good recipes in. Okay. Call me if you have any. 740-383-9944. Let's see here. I'm getting some messages on Facebook. Oh, there was something here I wanted to talk about. One of our listeners sent me. See, it's a busy morning this morning. Has anybody seen this? This has been going around. I should probably do this. There was a book. Now, again, not to panic people, but there was a book called The Eyes of Darkness. This was written 40 years ago by Dean Koontz, K-O-O-N-T-Z. Dean Koontz, The Eyes of Darkness. Now, there is a passage in this book. This has been going around on the internet, but if you don't have the internet, here you go. This is what it says, and again, this all that it says, not to induce panic, but here we go. This is the passage from the book. In around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived, attack again 10 years later, and then disappear completely. Now, how about that? That's a passage. Find this book if you want to. It's going around on the internet. The Eyes of Darkness, written by Dean Koontz, K-O-O-N-T-Z. 40 years ago. 40 years ago. We're talking about 1980. Isn't it sad 1980 was 40 years ago? But I wonder if Dean Koontz is still alive. Wouldn't that be interesting? See what he has to say about all this. This is in the book. In and around 2020, a severe pneumonia-like illness will spread throughout the globe, attacking the lungs and the bronchial tubes and resisting all known treatments. Almost more baffling than that, the illness itself will be the fact that it will suddenly vanish as quickly as it arrived and attack again 10 years later, then disappear completely. So, that's interesting. Does anybody have anything to say about that? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. What do you make of that? Apparently, that's old news. I'm getting old news. See, I don't know if that's a coronavirus prediction or not. It's a good one if it is, because all it's saying is that it'll go away almost as mysteriously as it came. You know, that would be good. And then, you know, we're for that. Disappear, come back in 10 years, go away, blah, blah, blah. Okay, so there we go. Old news, though, apparently. All right, what else did we need to do here? Oh, the other story I wanted to get to this morning. Okay, where is the other story? Now I have lost the other story. You know, one day we'll get a professional in here who knows how to host a program, and this will not be so difficult, apparently, as I am making it. Has anybody ever read that book, by the way? 740-383-9944. Okay, here we go. This is a post that was from the good old days in Marion, Ohio. This was on the internet. Good old days in Marion, Ohio. Now, it's Lady Justice, our own Charlie Evers, Lady Justice. The photo is from 1980. Apparently, it's photo number 500. Originally published in the Marion Star as part of the weekly Marion History Project. Marion History placing Lady Justice. Now, the picture is there. It's a picture of Lady Justice on the ground. Above is, and this is what the caption to the Marion Star article reads, above is a photo of the refurbished Lady Justice about to be put in place on top of the Marion County Courthouse. The helicopter that was used to set the statue in place sitting in the background. The statue went missing when the courthouse clock town underwent maintenance in the 1950s. It was not until 1980 that Lady Justice was returned to the citizens of Marion County. You know, I don't know if Charlie's in this picture or not. It mostly got people's backs. I don't know if, I think Charlie's in this picture. I don't know if Charlie's seen this or not. Charlie, if you're out there listening, go to Marion County Historical Society, Lady Justice 1980, photo 500, and see if you're in that picture. I think you are, but hard to tell. We think, and by the way, those articles this morning were provided by Grover Augenstein, provided the Charlie Evers article, and Brian Underwood provided the article on the coronavirus, or what may be the coronavirus, from the book The Eyes of Darkness by Dean Koontz. That was Brian Underwood. So we thank them. We always thank people who contribute and give us something to talk about. So there you go. Now, what are we going to do here? Oh, we want to do the presidential trivia. You know, Michelle, I think Abby had to go on to some meeting something this morning, but Michelle keeps sending me messages about all this deadly stuff that's going on, and I think she might be a member of the media now because she's escalating things that are going on. You know what? We might try to get our Dancing with the Stars person on the phone here again. You know what? I'm just going to do the call live on the air, because I know this person's expecting our call, so why not? Here we go. Let's see how this goes. All right. Let's see. We'll just turn the old phone on here. Let's turn on the... What do we got to do here to get the phone on? Okay, here we go. All right. Let's see if the person answers. Won't this be high-end radio. 36 minutes past the hour, by the way. This person did know we were calling, by the way. This never works right when we do it. I don't know why. It just never works right. It's one of those deadly, deadly things we do every so often. And it's not going to work right again this morning. We're just getting ringing and just ringing. All right. And I don't think anybody answered. So, at this particular point, you know, I have another number for that particular person, but I don't know where that number is. See, again, if I was more prepared, like other radio hosts, I would have this stuff down. You know what I need? I need somebody here assisting me with all this sort of stuff in the morning to point out to me when I am doing things incorrectly. Because trust me, I do them incorrectly on just about a daily basis. Why can I not find the phone number of this person that I want to find? Why is this becoming such a difficult thing? Because I know that I reached out to this person not too long ago. Now, that was essentially their phone number. But I thought I had another phone number for the person that I could give a try here too. Okay. Why can I not find that other phone number? By the way, if you've got anything to say to join in on this, give me a call. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. You know what? Maybe this is the other number I have for this person. Let me double check here to make sure. I think it is. You know, I think it. I'm going to give it a shot. Hold on. Here we go again. Trying to figure out what's going on. Let's turn the phone lines on here. Oops. Okay.
Hello?
Oh, man. Now we have no dial tone. See, now we won't get any calls. Okay, let's give this a shot. There we go. Here we go with the dialing again. Let's see what happens. See if we can reach the person here on WWGH Radio. The person who might be on Dancing with the Stars in the very near future. And we're just ringing again.
Your call has been forwarded to an automatic voice message system. Six.
Well, we did not get that either. But we have now placed two calls. So, if the person happens to be around, we might hear from them in the next 20 minutes. But don't... Uh-oh. The phone's ringing. Could this be? I think it might be. Let's see here. Good morning. You're on WWGH Radio.
Hello?
This is WWGH Radio. Good morning. Hello? I don't know if that was the person or not. You know, that kind of sounded like the person. I don't know. Oh, well, see, this is what I like about radio. You don't know what's going to happen because we're live. And clearly this morning, you don't know what we're going to do. I'll tell you how you don't know what we're going to do, because I don't know what we're doing at this particular point. But I hope it's entertaining for you, because I have no idea what we're doing at this point. Now, I do think that was the person. It sounded like they just woke up. So maybe they'll get their bearings together in the next 4 or 5 minutes, because we did talk about this last night, and then they'll give us a call back here. Okay, let's hope. Hold your breath, but don't hold it too tight, because as you know, anytime we do anything on the phones, it gets a little shaky for some reason. Why? I have no idea. Why the phones are cursed here, I have no idea. Do want to let you know, again, tomorrow, Jeff Ruth will be in here. We won't have any problems like this tomorrow. Jeff Ruth will be in here from 8 to 10 a.m., guest co-hosting this show, and we will be giving away a pair of tickets to Bettman and Halpin, the Five Nights on Campus event Thursday night. We'll be doing that by How will we do that? We'll be doing that by a drawing tomorrow morning, and maybe sports trivia, maybe food trivia. I haven't quite figured it out tomorrow, but Jeff Ruth will be here for the duration. So tell all your friends and neighbors Jeff Ruth here tomorrow morning, 8:10 until 10 a.m. And then Charlie Evers tomorrow from 10 a.m. until 12 noon will also be giving away a pair of tickets to Bettman and Halpin, and I'm sure giving his opinion on the coronavirus. Now, if you're just tuning in, we have went to the phones again, and I try to do this every 2 weeks because I feel that every 2 weeks we should really push this show over the edge to the point to where we really just don't know what we're doing. And this morning we have obviously hit that point again, because what we were trying to do last night, I had a phone conversation with somebody who is being persuaded to go on Dancing with the Stars, a good friend of this program. Talked with him last night, told him to call in this morning between 9 and 10, and they did not. Now, we just tried to call them live on the air, and I do believe that they tried to call back. I don't know if they didn't know they were on the air. I don't know if they just woke up. I really don't know what that was all about. But the phone rang, and somebody called in, and that's where we are at this particular point. 44 minutes past the hour on this rainy, rainy morning. And we'll see what happens. We'll see if that person understood what happened there and then is getting it together, maybe waking up to call back in here on WWGH Radio. And now I'm getting feedback from, two people who I was nice to this morning, Michelle and Abby, about how unorganized I am. Now, this is not nice to talk about me being unorganized, but, you know, that's the way it is. All right. Let's go. Let's do something fun. Let's go to the presidential trivia here. All right. Let's see what you know. I don't think we got this one answered last week. What do we have? Okay. The White House was painted white the year that this person became president. I don't think we ever got that one answered. Who did that? Which president? It's one of the presidents, one of the 45. The White House was painted white the year this person became president. Who was that? We had this one last week, too. We don't have the answer to this one. The first president to win a Purple Heart. Who was that? The first president to win a Purple Heart. This president once worked as a fashion model. Does anybody know who that is? This president once worked as a fashion model. Now, these I don't think we've had yet. The only president who commanded a submarine. Does anybody know who that was? The only president who commanded a submarine. Any guesses? The first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. Do you know which president that is? You got a 1 in 45 chance of getting this right here. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. And I'll give you one more. Likes to play horseshoes. Which president liked to play horseshoes? So there are your trivia questions, and maybe this is an answer coming our way this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, JFK commanded a submarine.
Let's see here. No, not JFK.
PT-109?
It says the only president who commanded a submarine, but it's not JFK.
How about that?
I know, that's interesting, isn't it?
All right.
Okay. So that was not right. Do we know? 740-383-9944. Which president likes to play horseshoes? You could probably take a guess on that one. Became the first U.S. president to address Japan's legislature. the only president to command a submarine, not JFK, oddly enough. Do you know that one? The first president to win a Purple Heart. Do you know that one? The White House was painted white the year this person became president. Do you know which one that is? That would have had to have been a little while ago. Let's see here. The White House was painted white the year this person became president. Do you know that one? The first president to win a Purple Heart. Do you know who that was? Once worked as a fashion model. You know, this is not somebody who I think would work as a fashion model, but apparently they were the one. The president who commanded a submarine. Who was that? The first president to speak to Japan's legislature. Does anybody know who that is? The president who likes to play horseshoes. Does anybody know who that is? 740-383-9944. Give me a call now. Would love to hear from you if you know the answers to these questions. Now, see, I've got people sending me answers online. You can't win online. See, you got to call into the show. Now, one of these people has called into this show before. I know they have no fear of it. The other person I don't think has ever called in. Now, they've been on the show, but I don't think they've ever called into the show. They threatened to call in at one point, but I don't think they ever did. Maybe they could call in and tell us how they dance at this particular point, because apparently our Dancing with the Stars person might not make it back in 49 minutes past the hour. You know what I'm saying? 49 minutes past the hour here. And we tried to make contact with the person, and that was a little bit of a shambles earlier on. We're hoping they might call back. You know, I'm going to try maybe one more time here. Oh, man. This is getting rough. I'm going to... Oh, we're getting a call. Maybe this is them. Wouldn't that be something? No, it is not, but we'll take this call anyway. Go ahead, caller.
Scott, I don't have an answer to any of your questions, but this kind of... I was reading the headlines of the news just a minute ago, and this sort of tied in with your in hour number one about the coronavirus. Did you see where Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy, they're going to tape without live studio audiences?
No, is that right?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Here we go. This thing's taking over. It's coming to get us.
We are inciting too much panic. We're going to have to step back a little bit on this.
I agree with you. A little bit of common sense will take you far in life.
And you know what is a strange thing?
You don't want to do nothing. I mean, you don't want to do nothing, and then, you know, things get out of hand, and it's like, why did we ignore this? But good Lord, I don't think we need to get in the bed and pull the covers over our heads. What, I fear.
Well, no, and what I cannot understand is all these people who are being told to stay home, they're going to go out and eat. They're going to go to the grocery store. They're going to go do these things. So I don't even quite understand it.
Well, and moreover than the fear, I wonder how many people are actually doing what they've been told to do, because the government has said that all Americans should have at least 2 weeks of medication and food and water. How many people really have that? Like, you know, do you just want to, like, sensationalize it and be afraid and talk about it and have it be dramatic? Or do you really want to do something? You know what I mean?
Well, that's it. And I don't know which is best to do. I think the governor had it right that you should tell people. And I just think when you
say... Yeah, but what are we doing with our fear? You know what I'm saying? Like, how many people actually are prepared at all, even a little bit? Probably not hardly anybody. None that I know of.
Well, that's right. And I don't even know... Would that prepare you? I'm still kind of... I don't understand that if there was an outbreak, like an epidemic, where you couldn't go outside, is this... How's that going to help you?
Who knows? But it'll be interesting to see how things play out. But just know that Jeopardy, The Wheel of Fortune. No live studio audience.
Oh, the panic is setting in.
What is the world coming to?
Oh, my. Hey, well,
I'm going to get off here so I can go run in high spot.
Hey, thank you for calling. Bye-bye. Well, there you go. And a part of this, you don't know what's true and you don't know what's false. This is becoming a big part of the whole narrative here. You don't know. You know, people are saying events are canceled when they're not really canceled. People are saying things are happening when they're not really happening. It's becoming a thing. And I don't know exactly how you combat this whole thing. I just think we have to knock it down a notch and say that we are going to go outside, we are going to go to restaurants, we are going to go to grocery stores, we are going to live our lives, so we've got to relax a little bit, even though this is not the most pleasant thing in the world. It's also not the most horrible, I guess is what I would say. You know, worse things have happened, I think. Maybe not. You never know. It's a day-to-day operation. 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give us a ring here. We would love to talk with you. And maybe if we do not get our Dancing with the Star person on today, maybe we will try again tomorrow when Jeff Ruth is here from 8:10 until 10 a.m. tomorrow morning. And we'll be giving away Bettman and Halpin tickets, courtesy of the Community Credit Union. Who do you think is the Dancing with the Stars person? Does anybody have any guesses who this person might be? A regular visitor to this program who is being courted to be on Dancing with the Stars. Does anybody know who that... Uh-oh. Here we go. Phone's ringing again. Let's take the phone call. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead, caller.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes. Are you there?
I have to call the radio station. Do I have the radio station?
You do. You do. You're on the air.
I can't hardly hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Is that a little better?
Is it Christy Wink?
You know, it's not, but that's a good guess. Very good guess. Thank you.
Is it Christy Wink, Scott?
Not Christy Wink. Is that a little better? Not Christy Wink, but that was a very good guess. Christy Wink, I bet, could do very well on Dancing with the Stars, but it is not Christy Wink. Does anybody know who the regular visitor to this program is? Who is... You know, I'm trying to think of how this is happening. There's a website, I think, that wants this person to be on Dancing with the Stars. I think that's how that's all going down right now. That's how I saw it. So, what do you think? 740-383-9944. Who is that? 740-383-9944. I'm getting word that apparently the presidential trivia is not all that interesting to people. Well, at least certain people out there listening. Now, they're trying to answer questions online, these two, and they don't have the right answer. They thought George Washington got a Purple Heart. No, it was not George Washington who got a Purple Heart. Okay. And they don't have it right who painted the White House. Holy moly. Does anybody know? A few guesses left here. A little bit of time. 56 minutes past the hour. 740-383-9944. The White House was painted white while this person was president. Who was that? The White House was painted white while this person was president. All right. Here comes a phone call. Let's see what we got. Go ahead, caller.
Andrew Jackson sticks in my memory for some reason.
On the White House being painted white?
Yeah.
You know, it's not Jackson. Not Jackson. Good guess, though.
Hmm. Okay.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Not Andrew Jackson. He was not the president who was there when the White House was painted white. Who was that? Which president was the first to win a Purple Heart? I think two have won Purple Hearts. But this was the first one to win a Purple Heart. This president once worked as a fashion model. Does anybody know who that is? The only president who commanded a submarine. Does anybody know which president that was? The first president to address Japan's legislature. And the first, I would guess the president who really liked to play horseshoes. Does anybody know who that was? 740-383-9944. And as I say, a good friend of this program will be calling in, we thought this morning, maybe tomorrow morning at some point, to tell us about their Dancing with the Stars escapades, trying to get on that show. We have tickets to Bettman and Halpin, courtesy of the Community Credit Union. Four tickets to Bettman and Halpin. We'll start that tomorrow morning. During the program, Jeff Ruth will be in with me from 8 until 10, and we will do some trivia, and the prize will be two tickets to see Bettman and Halpin over at OSU on Thursday night, and Charlie will do the same on his show tomorrow, again, courtesy of the Community Credit Union. We thank them so much for giving us those tickets, and I'm sure we'll have food and all kinds of other things to give away. And again, don't forget today, here on this station, the Adam the Computer Guy Show, 2:10 to 3 p.m., Voice of a People with Linda Sims, 4:10 to 5 p.m., and the Pastor Spot with Pastor Steve Whitaker, 5:10 until 6 p.m., and the pastor called in earlier. Tonight's topic will be fear, and with the coronavirus, that's a very interesting topic. So call in and talk to Pastor Whitaker tonight, 5:10 to 6 p.m., about fear and all the things that go with it. We can take one more guess on any of the presidents this morning, or anything else you want to say. You want to talk about the coronavirus? We heard this morning that apparently Jeopardy and Wheel of Fortune are canceling live audiences. OSU is canceling in-person classes until the 1st of April. I don't understand it. You know those kids are going to be in the bars, so I don't understand why classes are canceled. They're going to be around people. It's weird. It's a strange time right now, just the way it goes. We thank Brian Underwood, Grover Augenstein, for submitting the articles this morning on Lady Justice and the coronavirus article from the book that was written 40 years ago. How about that? That was very peculiar. Has anybody read that book? Last guest this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Gerald Ford, fashion model.
Jerry Ford was the fashion model. He, not the one you would think would be the fashion model, would you?
No.
But he was. Hey,
trips going down the boardwalk.
Yeah, that's right. Falling down those steps on the airplane, you thought he was going to walk better. Hey, thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye. All right. I'm done for the day. Don't forget Linda Sims, Adam Lepp, Pastor Whitaker today, programming right after this, the best of WWGH radio from the archives. And tomorrow morning, Jeff Ruth co-hosts this show, Bettman and Halpin tickets giveaway, and Charlie Evers, 10 to noon. Don't you dare go anywhere.
We're having a lot of fun doing it. But by your support, you can possibly arrange for them to get a better heater in the studio, because we talked about this last night.
Here we go.
That space heater just isn't doing the job. I have my parka on that I wore in the car to come to work this morning.
3 minutes in,
I'm
you're
sorry.
Again.
I'm sorry. Just, it's killing me here.
No, let me tell the story about the heat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, let's get into this right away off the bat. Streaming live on the internet at www.www.